But in California, say, if I work, I used to work on a morning. And then in the afternoon, it got very hot and sunny, so I'd go and lie on the beach. And then I'd work again in the evening. And I'd maybe work until about 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. And then I'd go for a drink, you see. And in California, the bars don't close until 2, which seems to me, in a way, the ideal hour. If you're going to close them at all, it's the ideal hour, because in a way it's not too late, and you can make up your mind about things, I suppose, you see, at 2 o'clock. 4 o'clock is a bit late, really. But anyway, you can do it. You know, work. I seem to work in the evening and do that. In London, you can't do this. Because if you want to go out for a drink, unless you go to those awful places that are my pet hates, really. What's that place called? I went once. It looks like a rhythm and blues Angus steakhouse. It's got tartan on the walls. But the bill seemed to be, it costs... Each drink seems to cost about £1 or something. It's just ridiculous. I just object to paying £1 for one drink in a place like that. Anyway, it's not a problem. In fact, the chairs are so small, it's like an organised children's tea party. And that's why London, I don't think, will ever really be a what you'd call a swinging place. You see, it's nightlife in London. You need too much money for it. And because of that, you can't go in any place and meet a plumber from Camberwell. Whereas in New York, you could. I mean, you could go in a bar and meet the equivalent. Some plumber from Brooklyn could be sat at the next stool. And some other guy, you know, a movie maker from Hollywood could be sat on the next stool. I mean, it just, that can happen. Here, it just doesn't. The nightlife, which some people really think is terrific. I mean, obviously, somebody's really sold the idea, haven't they? What's that? Did I tell you a story? I'll tell you a story. Do you know Eric Burdon?
Yeah.
The animals. Well, it was on, I think it was on a television programme. I told you a story, did I? Of, now, I mean, he's a musician in London, isn't he? We were talking about America, matter of fact. He said he didn't like it really at all. And he told me this story as a story against America. And he said he was in New York, and he was with a policeman, you see, a cop. I suppose it's a bit different for him as a singer, and he thought people might attack him or something. But anyway, they went in this bar, and there was music playing, you see, there was a jukebox. And the cop said to the guy behind the bar, "Can you dance in here?" And they said, "Sure." So he hung up his gun and started dancing with a girl, you see. And Eric Burdon said this was terrible. He said that cop is the sort of cop who'd take a backhand and, you know, money and this, that and the other. And he thought it was terrible. Well, I thought it sounded marvellous. I mean, really, it's kind of like an ideal for a musician. I said it simply proved there were more art lovers there. He was affected by the music when he went in the bar. And the idea of him hanging up a gun, I thought was terrific. But he thought it was terrible. Well, I suppose, I mean, in a way, maybe lots of other people in London would think that situation was terrible, if he did. Would they?
I suppose a lot of them would. I think it's great. It sounds great.
But it's hardly the story you'd say to run down America, is it? I wouldn't think so. If it had happened to me... If it happened to me, I would be always telling it, saying what a great place it was.
You know, the whole idea of the mini situation. Mini cars and mini skirts. I can't say too much about the skirts because I don't know much about that, but there's more room in a mini car than there is in a Cadillac, which seems impossible. I don't know if that holds true with the skirts or not, but at least they wear them with total abandon, you know, which is nice. I mean, they're not always kind of pulling them down. They say, "That's how short it is, and I can make it shorter." And I say, "Good, good, that's a freedom." Because I don't think that girls really vary that much. in her physical appearance. So it's a good, healthy breakaway from everything that was, you know, stolid and stoic and staid. So I enjoy it.